Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. Owner Chris Wedekin sells the ductless Mitsubishi electric mini split, which is a great option to heat and cool individual spaces while blending into the decor.
You want your poker room to be dressed up? You could take a vinyl wrap and put on these. If you like the more modern look, they have styles in black, silver, and pearl white that would be more aesthetically pleasing for your rooms.
Find out more at absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite Ductless Pro dealer.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. DrivenToSaveLives.org is their website. Coming up, more high school basketball on a very busy Friday night. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night. Talk a little college basketball and high school basketball. Right now, though, the man with the scores. He's the star of the show, the minister of information, the secretary of scores. It's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, thanks so much. We start with Indiana high school basketball. Plenty of county tournaments happening statewide. We begin in the Hendricks County Tournament, where Plainfield gets by Tri-West in good fashion, 64-43. Brownsburg defeating Avon by a 21-piece, 61-40. Game of the night, though, statewide, double overtime, the Madison County Tournament. Alexandria by 10 against Anderson Prep Academy, 73-63. Again, that's in double overtime. So what a second double overtime period played by Alexandria to get a double digit win, no doubt about it. Pendleton Heights over Elwood 65-23 in the Madison County tournament. Then Liberty Christian, an 8-point win against Frankton 49-41. It was Anderson over LaPel 79-60. Elsewhere, the Shelby County tournament. Waldron over Southwestern Shelbyville 46-35 and Triton Central Blast Morristown 78-54. To the Sugar Creek tournament. Southmont 48, Western Boone 40. And Crawfordsville, they handled North Montgomery 48-34. One game played in the Wayne County Tournament. That's for first place. Northeastern, no problem with Centerville, 63-38. Over to Muncie, the Ball State Cardinals get a W. After being down by five for much of the second half, Ball State outlasts Akron in MAC play, 70-63. Mike Lewis's team has won seven in a row. The Cardinals are red hot. What a run. Now with a record of 10-4. Same case for the Indiana Pacers, who get back on track after losing in Philly a little bit earlier this week. 108-99, the Pacers defeat the Trailblazers. They hold Portland under 100 points. Great defense by Indiana played in the fourth quarter. They only allowed 17 points. In the fourth, Ben Mathurin led the way with 19 points in just 21 minutes. He continues to play very well, especially from the free throw line. Mathurin was 7 of 7 a couple games ago. He had 10 points from the charity stripe. So the rookie continues to impress. Tyrese Haliburton and Buddy Hield quiet for much of the night. 15 for Haliburton, 11 for Hield. That slack picked up by Miles Turner. Miles scores 17 points, brings in 8 rebounds. Aaron Nesmith as well continues to impress for Indiana with 10 points and 7 rebounds. The Pacers are 22-18 now in the campaign. They will host the Charlotte Hornets on Sunday. Maybe in many minds, at the start of this fall season, we thought January 8th would have been a much more competitive day. You're going to get the Colts and the Texans at Lucas Oil Stadium Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Well, that's no longer a game to talk about much for, other than potential NFL draft implications. Here is what you need to know. Again, the Colts play the Texans at 1, and it's the Hornets and the Pacers at 5. So the Houston Texans, if they beat the Colts on Sunday, and then the Bears lose to the Vikings, that would mean the Bears are going to get the number one overall pick in this year's NFL draft. The Texans would drop down to 2, Keep in mind, who needs a quarterback right here in Indianapolis? Could the Colts then be in play for maybe trading for the first overall pick if the Bears get it? There's no shot that the Texans would allow that first overall pick to come here to Indianapolis. That is something to keep in mind for Sunday as Sam Ellinger gets his third start in the league. I'm Brendan King.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome back. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Glad you could join us. I'm Bob Lovell. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Trying to have some fun talking about some ball. Brian Sullivan joins me from WANS, NAS, one of those Jeffersonville tonight. What's the word with the Red Devils? Who did you have?
Jeffersonville and New Albany, big rivalry game down here.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? That is a huge rivalry. A very huge rivalry. So give me the good news.
Well, from a New Albany broadcaster standpoint, not enough good news to report. Jeffersonville comes out on top, and you got to give credit to the Red Devils. They were down the entire first half. New Albany was up by 11 on the road at the break. And Sharon Wilkerson in his first year back at his alma mater, they made some nice adjustments at halftime, came out, pressed New Albany, and forced three turnovers where New Albany got stops, got the rebound, and immediately turned it over, trying to get back in offensive transition. Jeff scored twice and then hit two free throws. 11-point lead goes to 5, and now we got a ball game. And they had a big crowd there tonight. They were honoring the 1993 state championship team. Big turnout out there, and they gave the Red Devils their fans what they wanted to see.
Well, you know what? It's a rivalry. Everybody knows how big this rivalry is. I mean, Jeffersonville, New Albany, for the obvious reasons, they've both won state titles. They've both won a lot of games. This had to feel like a regional or a semi-state type of atmosphere, did it not?
Oh, it was huge. And they made sure that the introduction of the championship team in the pregame right before the introduction of starting lineups, and I saw somewhere online tonight that Jeff team, only the third team in state history that had all five members of the starting lineup be inducted as part of the Silver Anniversary teams by the Hall of Fame.
So right.
Crispus Attucks with Oscar Robertson in the 50s, and then those Bill Green Marion teams in the 80s, and this Jeffersonville team. And you know, Sharon's the new boys coach down there. Corey Norman was a starter on that team. He's the new girls coach down there. So they're trying to tap into some of that magic. It's the biggest crowd I've seen at a Jeff game, probably going back 6 or 7 years there. It was a fun atmosphere, and both of those teams tonight look like teams. Jennings County's kind of established themselves as the best team in that sectional this year. But either of those teams tonight that we saw, definitely, if they got some stuff clicking, could make things interesting.
Well, your Bulldogs are still young, still trying to find their way along, and this is a big emotional night. It takes a lot to be able to handle something like that.
Yeah, and that was the interesting thing to watch, because New Albany does have a young team, but Jeff's got a really nice sophomore class, and they probably played about 70% of the minutes out there tonight. So when you have that young team, and you and I have talked that over the years, you know,
sometimes
you got talent, but what are you going to see on any given game? And sometimes even in the midst of that game, Jeff was very young at times tonight, but when they got that press going, they looked pretty good. It's kind of tantalizing of what they could be down the line.
You know, looking ahead, this could be a pretty interesting sectional.
It really is. I think we've all been surprised at Seymour. They've been competitive, but not winning some of the close right. games that they were winning last
right.
year. Jennings County got a big win against Brownstown tonight and did a great job on Jack Benner, so they're 11-0. Jeff's getting better. New Albany, I think what we've seen by this point is all three losses they've had, the teams have had a good big man inside, and New Albany doesn't have anybody taller than 6'4". Zionsville had a 6'9 kid that kind of had his way. Jeff had a 6'8 sophomore that had 19 points tonight and got New Albany in some foul trouble. So it gives Coach Shannon stuff to look forward to about, you know, we're going to run into some size, and how are we going to make adjustments to be able to compensate? Short of our guys going on 3 or 4 inch growth spurts between now
right.
and sectionals, I'm not holding my breath.
No. So are you working tomorrow night? You taking a night off tomorrow night?
Boys are off, but New Albany's got a game against Floyd Central, so another rivalry game tomorrow night at the Doghouse.
Rivalry. It just seems like every game you guys play, rivalries, and you're talking about, again, that sectional. That may be as interesting a sectional as there is. There's some really, really good teams in this thing.
Yeah, it's going to be fun up there. And, you know, traditionally it's kind of been a New Albany and Jeffersonville bouncing it back and forth.
Right.
But Bedford's
right.
had some teams in there. Jennings County, I mean, this could be potentially, you know, the first time maybe since 1998 that they are really in the hunt for that. And that'll be good. I mean, they're only 10 miles down the road from Seymour. They'll bring a big crowd to that one.
Brian Sullivan, you can count on him for great work. Brian, as always, thanks so much. Jeffersonville over New Albany tonight. Thanks so much. Enjoy the weekend. Coming up, more basketball on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. You can add 3 more overtime games to the docket of Indiana high school basketball tonight. A great one down in Evansville between Bossy and Central. Bossy wins it 76-75 in extra time. Also an OT. Great one around the 317 locally in Indy. Lawrence Central 66. HSE 64 in OT. Lastly, West Vigo, they put a 6-piece on North Putnam in overtime, 67-61. Other scores from around the state, we hit North Decatur, a 13-point victory versus Hauser, 58-45. It was New Palestine over Delta, 62-48. Jeffersonville, an important 67-63 win against New Albany. Over to Paoli's 68-37 victory versus Mitchell. Up in the 5-7-4, it was Crown Point over Michigan City, 64-53, and Mishawaka topping Plymouth, 63-55. For the Indiana Pacers, 22-18 on the year, 108-99 over Chauncey Billups and the Trailblazers. They beat Portland. Ben Matherin leads the way with 19 points. And again, Ball State, important win over Akron in the MAC. 2-0 now in conference play. The Cardinals have won 7 straight, 70-63 over the Zips. 15 points for Jerron Coleman, 15 points for Peyton Sparks. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brent Ross from Northeastern joins me. Big win tonight, 63-38 over Centerville. Coach, been a long time. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I told him it's been we've had some, you know, weeknight games and stuff first part of the year, so it's
right.
been since last
right.
year, but I want to make sure to try to start calling in. We got weekend games coming up, and this is our county tourney, so it's the first round.
I'm noticing that. So, yeah, I mean, you start out in the summer before, you know, you're talking about camps and all the other things you're going to do and what you talk about. You want to win tournaments. And so the county tourney is a big deal. The Wayne County tournament is one of those things you have circled on your schedule as being extremely important.
Yeah, after, you know, I tell the kids, it's our 50th anniversary for the county tourney, and then, you know,
really?
We got to the final.
Okay.
We got to the final last week against Newcastle in the holiday tournament and had a three to win it and couldn't, you know, it didn't fall. And then, so I told the kids tonight, you know, we're going to have an opportunity again tomorrow night to win a championship, and it is one of our goals to when you start the season.
Well, absolutely. Tonight, it just seems like you put everything together this evening.
Yeah, we had a really good second half. I was telling them, you know, Coach Smith at Centerville is doing a good job. He's got a really young team, and it was, you know, it was a 4-point game at halftime, and we kind of took away some of the things that they were doing in the paint, was able to stretch that lead out. And I've got a senior point guard that, you know, in Keaton Mikesell that had a really good night with 21 points. So he kind of led the way for us.
All right. So who's your opponent tomorrow night for the championship?
It's the host school, Hagerstown.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of look at this. Yeah, you kind of expect to play them somewhere along the line in this tournament, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, and they've got a new coach as well, and Coach Dorsler. And you know, they probably played their best game that I'd seen them play in the last couple of years last night, and beating Lincoln and Cambridge City. So, you know, it'll be a good matchup. I mean, it'll be a great crowd. They play the varsity championship with the girls game first, and then we follow it up, you know, like most of the county schools do. So it'll be a great atmosphere. And, you know, it's always, like you said, it's a good time to try to play for championship.
Well, tell me more about this team, because you know, this is a very important win, and I've asked this question of other coaches. What is it that makes this team go?
Defense. This is, you know, we graduated, you know, three seniors
right.
Last year, and then this team's defensive oriented. You know, we've been offensively challenged a little bit this year, and I didn't know if we could get to 60 points because we hadn't got there yet. And you know me, I like to play 32 feet press the whole game.
Right.
And, you know,
right.
We're scoring 44 points playing that way. So, but we can guard. I got five seniors. You know, they've been in the program. You know, I play two juniors and then two sophomores in our
right.
our nine-man rotation, and you know, we're hanging everything on our defense right now and getting better offensively, and you know, so I like where we're at. You know, we played a pretty good schedule so far, and you know, we should have some games, you know, coming up where we're going to be able to continue to work offensively and get better.
All right, who's up next? You play Hagerstown tomorrow night. Who are you playing next week?
Next week we got Union City in a conference game and Knightstown in a conference game. So
big
yeah.
week. These are three really big ball games. But tonight in the Wayne County Tournament, Northeastern will move to the championship game. They beat Centerville 63-38. Brent Ross, thanks so much. I hope we're talking tomorrow night.
All righty. I appreciate it. Thanks, Bo. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you. College basketball tonight, Ball State 70-63 winners over Akron from the Ball State Network, David Eha. David, what a win. Had to scratch and claw and fight to win this one tonight. That's a big win.
It really is, Coach, and that's a great way to describe it. I mean, it was maxing at its finest, nip and tuck. Nobody could really pull away. A very physical game, 45 fouls. Cardinals with 28 free throw attempts. So there wasn't going to be many guys left. And Cardinals found a way to win down the stretch. Their big guns really in the second half. Peyton Sparks, 12.6 rebounds in the second frame. And Jerron Boogie Coleman, give him 13 points. Those two guys were instrumental in the second half in bringing this one home for the Cards. 7 in a row, 2-0 now in the MAC.
It's one of those games we've all suffered through, either as players, coaches, or broadcasters, where with all the fouls, there's no rhythm. There's absolutely no rhythm in the game. Neither team can get rhythm. officials can't get a rhythm. Fans can't get it. Nobody in the building can get anything going. And it's like going to your oral surgeon. And what's good about it, you know, as a coach and as a team, you figure out a way to bear, you know, to get through that with all of that against you. That's an important win for a young team that's just, as you point out, getting better and better.
Yeah, Coach, you are so right about that. I mean, you are not going to make shots every single time out. So can you win those games where it's
right,
39% shooting and foul trouble and fighting through the adversity? And, you know, we've talked all season long. You know, one of Coach Lewis's mantras was, hey, we want to teach these guys to win. And in these games, when you get to the four-minute mark where traditionally they haven't been able to close it out, we want to learn how to win and close them out. And that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they were 5 of 5 from the free throw line down the stretch. They made all the smart plays, and they're winning a lot of different ways. You know, you go into Toledo Tuesday night and you score 90. Well, today, guess what? It's going to be a different type of game, yet they still found a way to win it.
That's impressive. From a broadcaster standpoint, man, you know, you should get paid double time for a game like that. to be honest, you should say, look, you're not paying me enough for these kinds of games. So who's up next for these guys?
Yeah, so on the road at Ohio, you know, they're a team, they're 6-0 at home. They've got a bunch of new players. But, you know, look, the way the Cards are playing right now, defense is translating. They've got balanced scoring, a bunch of veterans. And, you know, it's a great recipe. And can't say it enough, Coach. At some point, you know, you just got to hand it to what Michael Lewis is doing here. I mean, he has really done the job. These guys have bought in. They're playing smart, disciplined basketball. They've taken on his persona of toughness. And needless to say, crowd got into it today. And a lot of excitement, and it continues to build here over in Muncie.
Well, it should. And having taken over a program early in my career, obviously did it twice, but you know, when I went to IUPUI, got to get the, you know, the whole thing is the light bulb's gone off in their heads, and hey, the guy knows what he's talking about. We ought to just, we need to buy in, because if we keep paying attention, we're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, there's something to be said for that. And, you know, one of the things we talk about, you know, and we talked with a coach on the pregame, there was no panic in this team. It was a fist fight, a struggle. At one point, found themselves down by 7. No panic. And that's where really your veteran backcourt steps up. But, I could do with less games with 45 fouls. Bob, you would have loved it, because with all of that going on, you have two of the best big men in the MAC, Peyton Sparks and Enrique Freeman, both with 4 fouls. No official wanted to be the guy to call the 5th on either one of them. So we had all – I mean, it was absolutely crazy at the end. So, anyhow, we'll take it.
There it is. Ball State being Akron tonight. The final 70-63. Dave Ehoff. David, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, Coach. Thanks.
Thanks. That's how you do it. Just, you know, figure out a way to win, brother. You get out there and slug it out. That's how it goes. Ball State playing extremely well. Fantastic for Michael Lewis. Fantastic for the Cardinals and all their fans there in the Muncie area. Scoreboard update with the man himself, Brendan King, coming up on Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Last time we will go to the high school scores for tonight at 11:45. We'll get you a preview of what's coming up on your sports Saturday. You're going to want to hear the college basketball slate tomorrow because it literally starts in the morning and it goes up until about 11 p.m. You got a full day of hoops. Again, we'll tell you about that at 11:45. For now, here are your final high school basketball scores of the evening. We'll start in the 260. Fort Wayne Dwenger fell to Carroll Fort Wayne 51-49, back and forth game, but Carroll takes the W. Same case, a close one between Fort Wayne Lores and Fort Wayne Concordia. Lores by a penny, 49-48. Great ball games tonight in Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne Northrop 61, Fort Wayne Snyder 57. Same case for Fort Wayne North over Fort Wayne Wayne 81-73. Elsewhere, Lebanon 57, Frankfort 46 tonight. It was Fairfield getting the advantage of Eastside 51-32. Pike by 11 over Fishers 71-60. Castle tonight over Evansville Memorial 62-51. Staying down at Evansville, Evansville Harrison, a 15-piece on Evansville North, 70-55. Eastern Green falls to North Davies, 60-27. It was Wapahani by a penny against Eastern Hancock, 52-51. And East Central over Rushville tonight, 45-30. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. It's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. What would a weekend be without talking to Kip Wessner from Hoosier Basketball Magazine? Hello, Kip.
Hi, Bob. Well, today was a great day for two reasons. Number one, we have the Hoosier Basketball Magazine in hand, and we were able to get to five or six games around the state.
Right,
but
right.
Almost even better than that, I was able to be on an interview with Greg Rakestraw, and he referred to getting the magazine as like Christmas. So that made my day.
Well, he's 100% right.
So,
he's not the only person to feel that way. So. Well, congratulations. 53 years. 53. I'm able to remember that, as you know, because that's the number of years I've been married to the prettiest girl from Plainfield, Penny Gertz Lovell. And so celebrate a lot. We celebrate together. You and I, we celebrate 53 years. A lot going on. It's a labor of love. It's also an institution in our state. That's the cool thing about it. Gary Donna had the vision, had the wherewithal to hire you to do all the work. And it's just been... It's something that you look forward to every year, getting that copy and literally going cover to cover, checking on your school, your team, the teams in your sectional, all the other things. So, you know, I'm looking forward to picking up a copy and reading. I know I can tell you without looking at it, it's spectacular. How's that?
Well, that's some endorsement. I appreciate that. I can't help but mention the playing field factor. Boy, the Quakers are doing well. They got a big game with Brownsburg.
Pretty good, aren't they?
They've been doing very well.
That's a fun. That's a game you ought to go out and try to sell some magazines.
Yeah, I would like to get somebody there. I'm planning to be at Linton tomorrow night. They've got a home game. I think they host Evansville Christian, which Evansville Christian's right. Got a good team. I know they fell to Bloomfield tonight. They played an incredible schedule so far, and they've done very well. They've got a big guy and a big score, so I'm anxious to see them. And of course, with Joey Hart and Linton, that'll be a great atmosphere. But tonight we had Chuck DeMoss. He was at the Crown Point Michigan City doubleheader for girls and boys.
Right.
And boy, AJ Lux, 38 points, Chuck reported back on. And Crown Point was able to get a big win. And then Dale was in Southern Indiana. He was at the Jennings County Brownstown Central game, which was a standing room only crowd. And Jennings County, obviously a 4A team over the 2A team, but boy, Jennings County's had a great season. They're undefeated on the year, and we had a couple of Indianapolis games. We're at Addicts, and I was actually at the Ben Davis North Central girls boys doubleheader. That was the girls game was a tale of two halves. The Ben Davis had a 9-point lead at halftime, mm-hmm. and North mm-hmm. Central wound up winning the game by 8 points. So it was a back and forth affair, but always great when Saturday, when you're done with Friday, that means there's Saturday because there's more basketball tomorrow. So right. we'll be out and about at a number of locations. Chuck will be at the 21st Century Addicts game in Gary, and I'll be at Linton, and we'll be a lot of places in between.
317-925-8200. That's the only phone number I can recall. Seriously, it's the only number I know. How did I do?
Impressive. Very impressive. Thanks for having me on, Bob. HoosierBasketballMagazine.com. You can pick up your copy, and I'll keep you informed of where we go and how things go and around the state of Indiana, because basketball in January, there's nothing better.
Other than basketball in November, December,
and maybe March,
especially March and February. You know, hey, how about this January 22nd pairing show for the girls?
Yeah, that's incredible. I'll be here before you know it. I think there's going to be a lot of people wanting to see how that Hamilton County with Zionsville
my goodness
turnout, because winning three games out of that group is would be an impressive feat for whoever is able to do it. Two games will
You're 100% right. So there you go. All right, Pacers coming up with Jeremiah Johnson. But right now, Kip Wessner, Hoosier Basketball Magazine, 317-925-8200. HoosierBasketballMagazine.com. Kip, we'll talk tomorrow night. Thanks for the call.
Bye, Bob.
Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers, Indiana. He's from Bally Sports, Indiana, just to be sure. Beat the Trailblazers tonight, 108-99. Thanks for the call, Jeremiah. Appreciate it. How is the most exciting basketball team in the league tonight? Played pretty well, did they not?
Yeah, played pretty well. It was a nice carryover from the four-game homestand that you saw just after Christmas and into the new year. So now five straight home wins. Had a loss they probably wish they could have back at Philadelphia, where they were up by four with less than a minute to play. But in general, they're playing an exciting brand of basketball and a little bit different recipe tonight. It was defense down the stretch, holding Portland to just 14 points in the fourth quarter and no field goals in the final 7:32. And you've got Damian Lillard on the other end of the court, Jeremy Grant playing yeah. really well. That's doing something defensively.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. It's got to be fun for you and Chris and everybody involved. I mean, everywhere you go in town, people want to talk about the Pacers and how exciting they are. And young guys go out there and play hard. They just like to play. People respect what they're doing. They're winning games. And it's kind of fun being you right now, isn't it?
It's very entertaining. We go back and think about September and October, and we were always looking forward to the start of a new season, but I don't know that we expected that this team would have 22 wins before the halfway point. And so they got off to a pretty good start. They were playing an entertaining brand of basketball, but they did have some schedule advantages. So they were beating some teams that are not quite as good. But of late, they're beating some of the best teams that are at full strength, and other teams right. also beating teams that rely on really good defensive efforts to win a game at Boston against the Celtics, to beat the Cavs, to beat the Clippers and the Raptors. I mean, these are teams that are among the best in the league in defense, and the Pacers are scoring 120, 125, 130 points. Tonight was a little bit different, but they showed they could win a game when their shots were not falling. Pacers had just one made three-pointer in the first half, and that's such a big part of their game. So tonight was a real positive step forward, and you're right. It's everywhere you go, people are enjoying, they're watching. And I'll tell you what, the atmosphere inside Gainbridge Fieldhouse is as good as I can remember. The fans have been loud and enthusiastic, and it's a real home court advantage. And the Pacers are constantly getting into close games. And in that fourth quarter, in the final 5 or 6 minutes, the crowd can make a difference. I'll give the crowd tonight, because Portland was up by 4 points, I think, 7 minutes to play, and they didn't score another field goal. And the Pacers weren't great offensively, but they were good enough, and it was a comfortable 9-point win.
I mean, frankly, to hold any team in the NBA scoreless for that length of time is really impressive, especially from a young group still trying to figure out how to do all this. I'll tell you what they figured out. Play hard and great things will happen for you.
Yeah, and I'll give Rick Carlisle and his staff a lot of credit.
We're absolutely.
Teams like the Blazers and the Raptors, some of their starters are, you know, playing about 40 minutes a game, and the Pacers have a bench that they can rely on and they can trust. And so you're seeing a five-man bench combination go out there and play minutes against the other team that often has three starters on the court with two reserves. And the Pacers bench unit is outplaying them. And what that does, it allows when, let's say, the fourth quarter,
right,
6-7 minutes to play, Halliburton, Hield, Turner, they come in the game, and they're fresh and they're ready to close. And so, yeah, the final 7:32, it was 4 made free throws, no field goals. And how many possessions in that time did a guy like Damian Lillard get a shot up, or Jeremy Graham? It was a really good defensive effort.
Right.
And as you watched it, they were also getting the rebounds. That's been a little bit of a problem in the games they've lost, and they're not a great rebounding team, but they did enough tonight.
Jeremiah Johnson, Bally Sports, Indiana. Pacers beat the Trailblazers. How about these guys? They are playing great basketball. They're at home again on Saturday against the Hornets. Jeremiah, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend.
It's Sunday, 5 o'clock. Tomorrow I'm going to be at Gainbridge for Peru Lewis Cats.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Last one of the evening. So, of course, we got to tell you what's coming up on your sports Saturday. Most of it is going to feature college basketball. And as teased at 11:30, at 11:30 tomorrow, that's the AM version, Notre Dame and North Carolina in ACC play. We'll see if Mike Bray's team can get back on track. But you're going to get college hoopage literally from 11:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night because of this schedule. Milwaukee takes on Purdue Fort Wayne at 1 o'clock. Then at 2, it's a Missouri Valley doubleheader. UIC Indiana State in Terre Haute. And then Illinois State and Evansville. That's in southern Indiana. Also at 2 in Ohio, IUPUI visits Youngstown State. 3 p.m., Valparaiso battles Bradley. And then you have to wait a few hours until 8:30 when the Butler Bulldogs continue Big East play and visit Seton Hall. Of course, the Pirates now coached by Shaheen Holloway, who is the St. Peter's head coach who defeated the likes of Kentucky and Purdue in the NCAA tournament a year ago. Recapping tonight, Ball State has won 7 in a row. The Cardinals are 11-4, red hot under Mike Lewis, 70-63. Ball State is 2-0 in the MAC. They beat Akron as well. Good win for the Indiana Pacers, 108-99. Pacers beat the Trailblazers. Coming up now on Sunday, doubleheader, Colts-Texans at 1, Pacers-Hornets at 5. I'm Brendan King.
Thank you, Brendan King. Fantastic job, as always, on the scoreboard updates. High school basketball tonight, New Palestine beats Delta 62-48 from the New Power Radio Network. Andrew Smith. Hello, Andrew. Good win. Good win tonight for the Dragons.
Yeah, the Dragons just keep rolling. They're 10-0 for the fourth time in school history in the first in 44 years. And, yeah, last time they were 10-0, it was 1979. And, needless to say, it's a team that is just putting everything together. And this final score tonight was really deceiving because this was a 2-6 point game throughout the first three quarters. It really resembled a heavyweight fight as Delta scored in the last five possessions of the first half, first five possessions of the second half, but they couldn't eat into New Pal's lead because the Dragons were scoring on every possession as well. And, and it just felt like which team was going to flinch first. And finally, New Pal was able to start stringing together some defensive stops. And a big reason why offensively, Julius Gizzi, a sophomore, came off the bench and scored 19 points, hit 4 3-pointers. Dragons hit a shot at the end of the third. He hit a 3 to start the fourth. Then sophomore Ben Slagley got a steal, headed ahead of Ian Stevens for a dunk, and that gave New Powell a 12-point cushion in a game that had been a close one throughout, and they were able to put it away. But a really solid performance from a couple of sophomores tonight. Julius Gizzi, as I mentioned, had 19 off the bench.
Right.
And Ben Slagley, a sophomore center, had 14. And I don't have the rebounding numbers, but I think he had his third consecutive double-double tonight. And the senior leaders, Blaine Nunnally and Ian Stevens, their two leading scorers, combined averaging 38 a game. They had 2 points between them at halftime, but each of them finished with 11 points. And Blaine Nunnally also leads the conference in assists. And New Powell was having difficulty with Delta's zone early. They stuck him, the 5'10 point guard, in the middle and the high post of the zone. Mm-hmm. And he basically became the distributor there. And he wasn't scoring, but he was setting everyone else up, either passing out to the wing for an open three or throwing the defense and dumping it inside to the post. And that loosened things up a little bit and allowed New Powell to get a lead and maintain it against a solid Delta team. Jaden Fernie had 15 for them. They're 8-4, and they will be a difficult out as they go on through the season, and certainly once they get into the 3A tournament as well. Very good game tonight. The final score ends up a 14-point win for the Dragons. But a really, really solid performance from both teams.
Yeah, what's neat is that you're talking about a great mixture of experienced veteran players and young guys, and that dynamic, because it's working so well, that's pretty impressive for a group of young guys.
Yeah, it really is. New Pals, Blaine Nunnally, a four-year starter at point guard, but then they can bring Moses Haynes off the bench, who's a sophomore, a pass-first guy. That allows Blaine to move off the point. He could score a little bit more, and Ian Stevens, a 6'6 forward. If I were a college coach, I'd be all over this kid. He's a double-double machine, great in the classroom, a great athlete, and he'll do everything it takes to win, whether that's score, rebound, defend. And then you bring in Julius Gizzi off the bench. He's kind of like Vinny the Microwave Johnson from the Pistons.
You know, okay.
He comes in, got a couple of shots, and so when they go to the bench, there's no real drop-off, and they've got guys that can do a lot of different things. They complement each other really well, and it's led to a 10-0 start for New Powell, and they've got a really interesting game tomorrow against a good Southport team, and it's a 3:30 game, so an opportunity for Central Indiana fans to come out to New Powell,
right,
catch a game, and then maybe go watch your own team later on, because that's going to be a really, really good matchup between two solid teams.
Andrew Smith from the New Palestine Radio Network. New Powell with a solid win tonight. Again, moving along, haven't lost yet. Andrew, thanks. Hopefully we'll talk tomorrow night. Thanks so much for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Coming up, final break, final thoughts. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
This is Indiana Sports. Glad you could join us by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King, if you're still around, great job. Wonderful job, as always.
Coach, right back at you. You know I'm still around. I hang till midnight every night.
You are the man. All right, so what time do I have to get up tomorrow to start watching college basketball?
Well, Coach, I know you are a brisk awakener in the morning, so you should be gearing to go by the time Notre Dame takes on North Carolina. That's an 11:30 tip, so I would imagine you're going to get a walk in early in the morning and you'll be set to go.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. I'll have that walk in, and I'll have that omelet consumed and ready to go. That's my routine. you know, I'm getting a little older, and I don't, you know, I still need sleep. Our problem is that our youngest child, Lucy, our four-legged daughter, Lucy, who's an adorable little black cocker spaniel, and Lucy's aging, and it's getting sad. So one of Lucy's issues is that she doesn't like to sleep anymore at night. She feels she doesn't stay in bed. She sleeps in bed, you know, with us. And so she's up, and when she's up, she believes everyone else should be up. And so my wife and I are operating on sleep deprivation has become a big thing in our lives right now. So, but yeah, I mean, the instant I'm up, I'm going to, check out the weather and then get prepared and go out for my morning walk. I'm one of those. Look, I have some well documented health issues, so I need to try to get out as much as I can and have as much fun. So, are you working tomorrow night, or you would be at Hinkle checking out your Bulldogs, right?
Coach, that game's in New Jersey, so we'll be checking in on the TV,
right?
Regardless.
Oh,
but
right.
Yeah, well,
hey, last time they were in Jersey. Things didn't go well.
No.
Yikes.
It has not gone well there. That is a tough place to play. I will say that. Prudential Center, that's where the Devils play. In the NHL.
Right.
That's a tough building. That's a really tough building to play in. So we'll see if tomorrow goes differently.
Outstanding. All right, I'm looking forward to it. Mr. King will be back with us tomorrow night. He's the best. Brendan, thank you.
Thanks,
Enjoy
Coach.
The night. We'll talk to you tomorrow night.
All right, Coach.
Thank you. Join us tomorrow night. We encourage you to join us for our Saturday night version of Indiana Sports Talk, in which we talk a lot of college basketball. In addition to the Bulldogs, we'll be talking about UIC at Indiana State, SIU Edwardsville at USI, IUPUI at Youngstown, Notre Dame at North Carolina, Valpo at Bradley, Milwaukee at Fort Wayne, and some other great games. We'll also talk about IU and Purdue and the Colts. That's tomorrow night. My thanks to Brendan King, James Adams, Parker Webster. Thanks to our great stations around the state. Thanks to all of you for making us the most listened to sports talk show in the state's history. This is Indiana Sports Talk.